I'm now with another new group leader, group organiser, Jenny Butler, who's running a poetry appreciation group. So welcome, Jenny, to Swindon 105.5. How did you come to know about U3A?
I've known about it for many years. Before I came to Swindon, I belonged to a group in London. I'd also retired a year before, so I was looking for new interests and making new friends.
Was the poetry group already running at that time?
No. The first group I joined was the theatre group, which was very enjoyable. And on one of the theatre visits, I got talking to somebody. They said that they would very much like a poetry group. I like poetry, I like reading poetry, and decided that I would see if other people were interested. Contacted Jill at U3A. She was really helpful, told me how to get started. We had Fresher Fair in September. People came up and, you know, I took along some poetry books, discussed what sort of thing they would like to do.
So you're purely reading and enjoying poetry, you're not writing?
Yes, it's a poetry appreciation. We're not writing poetry. It's purely to read and to talk about poetry and to talk about the poet, about their life, a little bit perhaps about the culture at the time, so we can get a bit more idea about where the poetry was coming from.
I'm wondering if they have to do a lot of preparation.
It's as little or as much as they want to do. So between us, we choose various themes and then we all talk together and discuss things together and pool our ideas. Recently we've done Irish poets, poems about mothers, female poet.
And how often do you meet?
Once a fortnight, on a Tuesday morning between 10 and 12.
And where's that at?
Gorse Hill. We meet at the community centre, which is in the centre of Swindon. Very easy to get to on a bus route, and there's parking spaces. But it's also served by a good bus route.
Are there any additional costs
above
the U3A membership?
Only sometimes people might want to print out their poem, or so obviously it's a bit of cost of printing, but they don't have to. They might bring along a poetry book or write it out. You don't have to have a computer. You can go to the library to find some poems if you want to.
What do you find are the benefits of being in U3A, would you say?
I think if you're feeling that you want to meet new friends, the best place I know. Also, you're learning new things, and I find that it encourages people. Often start off thinking like they don't know whether they're interested or not, but then they find that they're really interested and they're spending a lot of time, you know, developing that interest.
It's not too much like being at school, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. No. It really doesn't matter. If you know nothing about the subject, it doesn't matter at all. In fact, people don't know it. A lot of people don't know anything about it when they join. They just know, they might just think, well, I'd like to learn more about that. They might just remember a poem they did at school, and even a nursery rhyme or anything they did. Or they might just want to do something they've never done before.
And the social interaction clearly is a big benefit.
It's very good. Well, yes, it is. You know, it means that it's 2 hours, you know, in a morning where you can really feel it takes you away from, and you know, your worries and or gets you out of the house with people who, you know, around your age group, and you know, you'll find people with similar interests and new friends, and you could go to something every day of the week if you wanted to, for a very small cost. Yes.
So anyone interested in poetry who's listening in, or anyone who thinks, well, I'd like to have a look at that. How would they go about joining your group, I mean?
Oh, if they were a member of U3A already, well, they could contact me either by email or phone. It's 01793 671 574, and email if they prefer, which is jenniferbutler664@gmail.com.
We'll repeat that again in a minute, just in case you need to go and fetch a pencil. But
if they belong to U3A already, they can obviously contact U3A and find out details.
We'll be telling them about that before the end of the programme as well. Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, except I really would say give it a go.
It sounds good fun.
It is fun. Actually, it is fun. We have a lot of laughs.
Good. That's the main
thing.
But
it's not all. I mean, obviously, we're learning things. We're learning things and, you know, we're finding out things we had no idea about before, but it's a lot of laughs, lot of laughs. And
learn, laugh and live with your Swindon U3A. So thanks a lot, Jenny.
Okay,
it's been nice chatting, and I hope your group goes from strength to strength.
Thank you.
Just give us that phone number and email address.
01793 671 574, and it's jenniferbutler664@gmail.com.
And that's all lowercase?
Yes.
And no spaces?
No spaces, no.
Thanks ever so much for your time.
All
really
right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.